Oh, I know this. Bitch! Bitch! Boom, 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 boom. Pussy pop, pussy pop.
Welcome to the Draft Podcast, everybody.
Hell yeah. I ride dirty like a wagon in manure, son. I'm the shit like Conan on Hot Ones. I kick an astronaut's ass and head to space. I piss in the gravity and hit a crewmate in the face. I'm a real motherfucker who farts in thin pants. Voice of a generation like Jim Nance. I puke at a party just for the fuck of it. Gary in apartment 3C pisses cat took a direct hit. Well, Gary, maybe don't let your fucking cat out of the house at midnight. Go back and watch Dateline and like tweets about Light Bright. Hey, man, there are advanced technological marvels to discuss. Gary, shut your ass up and get these nuts. 20 years ago, would have pulled them out for the joke. But I'm mature now. I'm an older bloke. I go to bookstores just for the vibes. Don't like books or coffee, but I like the smell, no lies. I fancy a scone and a warm bubble bath. Farting underwater still make me laugh. Have a nice whiskey and appreciate good craftsmanship. See a title and appreciate the journey, not just the championship. Damn, guess I'm getting older. I can be warm, but my feet colder. Sneeze hard and my bones hurt. Five pillows, boxers, and no shirt. This ain't got shit to do with the draft. Just a dude riding down a different path. Itch my back against the corner of a wall. Pinch and pull below the ball. Comfort is king like my old age. No belts, bitch. Ride a new wave. Stretchy pants over everything. And fuck yeah, ranch with my chicken wing. Gummy before bed. Night-night, bitch. Sorry, Gary, I kind of fuck with Light Bright. Switch, late night snack, fuck supremely, and hell yeah, sit when I pee-pee. Draft pod shit, I love playing games. Today we rock foods with human names.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yeah. Keep it real.
Fucking Gary, man.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Makes his way around. Bitch, where else am I supposed to puke? Exactly. Come on now.
Come on, Gary.
Fucking Gary.
He's trying to pam me.
Has anybody known a Gary that they like?
No. Pussy After Midnight.
Yeah, Gary pam. Shandling.
I'm going pam.
I like Gary Shandling.
Yeah.
I like Gary's handling.
I like Gary Payton.
I like Gary Payton second.
I like Gary Payton, too, yeah.
Gary Payton, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always call him GP, too. Gary Payton, too, you know.
Yeah. GP, are you with me? Shout out Kirk Franklin. After that sweet rap.
All right, I'm going to roll these balls.
Yeah, roll them, man.
Roll them, and then Andy will tell us all about where to go to find all the great podcasts.
At jabroniu.org.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You could.
You know, we really, you know, hold on. We really fucked up by not getting an EDU.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if you can.
Oh, my God.
I think you have to have credentials to get an EDU.
Do we have to go back to college?
I guess we have to make a college.
Yeah, we'd have to be.
We could make a college.
I mean, we kind of did. But we stopped real quick.
It's like that movie Accepted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I would room with us.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
Listen.
I could be that bad.
I would room with us.
Listen, guys.
Oh.
I think I really want to do something.
Oh, okay.
What if we did a, and I'm just thinking of this, what if we did like a yearbook style, like awards for the people in Jabroni U.
I'm into this.
Like most athletic and stuff like that. And maybe we even get wild, you know, but like
most likely to go to jail.
Yeah.
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 I feel like that's actually like in some yearbooks.
I think it is.
Yeah.
And I think that would be an interesting answer for who would be the most likely to go to jail.
Yeah. And we would take, we would, everybody in Jabroni U would vote. Maybe even the, like, ancillary people like, you know, KA.
Yep, yep.
And maybe we just, but yeah, I think that would be fun if we all voted and then.
Yeah, that's a cool idea.
See what the answers are.
Like one person polled everybody and didn't give the answers.
Most we should also, to, we should also
succeed.
All make yearbook pictures.
No,
yeah.
Senior pictures.
Oh, that's yeah, a
maybe
good idea.
KA would get all the with, answers with, from with, us and tally
with a fucking quote.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like it.
I do too. Coming soon.
Dick's not in your hand. Where is it? 2024.
Ashley Allen.
I bet it's a good signature, though.
Yeah. I like this. Maybe we got all, we'd all do like the ones where we're wearing like a suit jacket.
Yeah. Motorcycle jacket. And then we'd go to the side.
Oh, dude, if we got actual senior pictures.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Everybody has to go to like Bryn Allen. Is that even a thing anymore?
I've never heard of it.
I don't know.
That's
Bryn Allen was a thing down in Florida.
I thought that was like a nationwide deal.
Oh, maybe. Well, I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe his was like.
Ours was Bam something Houser. Else.
Oh.
Ours was like. Oh, fuck. What was it? Wes is probably.
J.C. Penney.
I know there was. There was one. There's this place in the town right next to it that everybody went to senior pictures. I don't remember what the. But there was that. But they weren't the actual yearbook pictures. There was like. You went here for yearbook and then you went and got your senior pictures wherever because that was just like for your invitations and things like that for your parents to hang up.
You know, that's fucking crazy.
What's that?
Okay, so we talk about like CDs and opening them up, going to a video store, different nostalgia stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know the thing we never talk about?
What?
These yearbooks? Motherfuckers today and their pictures. They've never had to take a camera that had some explicit pictures to a camera place to develop those pictures and figure out if they're actually going to get them or not based on the worker that's behind the counter.
Andy, this is a specific story for Andy.
Come on. You guys with me?
I mean, it's true. Yeah. Kinda, it's like the porn thing. You know what I mean? They've never had to go and stumble across a Penthouse magazine in the fucking
They
woods.
Just take a picture and they can take it and later on that night think about it.
Yeah.
If you took a picture back in the year 2002, you had to take a picture and then think about that picture that could develop in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you had to use your imagination and imagine the picture. And chances were you'd never get it, so that imagination of the picture is all you have.
All you got.
Or like you said, you had to do 1 hour photo, but you had to go and like, all right, this guy will be cool.
Yeah.
You can't go when the manager's on duty.
And then, like, you're, like, scrolling through everything as two pictures, and then you find that one picture, but there's only one.
Yeah. Where's the utter titty?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Dude, man, shit was crazy back in the day.
Well, I know, dude.
Oh, imagine if you had, like, that in your eyes, and nobody knows, and you could just be like, I just took three pictures because I blinked at you.
Yeah.
And now those are ingrained in my brain whenever I want them to be, but nobody else knows it's there.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's what we need is an operating...
Almost like a memory.
We need an operating system for our brain so that we can file things away better. And
dude,
be...
But if you could take your memories and then, like, actually, like, project them onto a big screen on your wall or something, that shit would be nuts.
That would be amazing, yeah. I bet you, I mean, I feel like that's something that it will be a thing one day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, in the year like 3047.
Well, maybe even sooner, man. The amount of time it takes to do new things now is a lot less than it used to be.
Dude, and then they're going to have a song called Memories on the Wall.
It is crazy how, like, Like, I have such vivid memories from back, like, mm-hmm. back in them days. Like, you know, I guess it's because of brain development, but, like
there's some that stay a little longer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I have, like, literally, like, can remember shit that I should not fucking still remember.
Yeah.
I work, like, where I have to be jogged. Like, if you say something about mm-hmm. a memory that I was, like, part of.
Yeah.
Like, it'll make me instantly go to that thing most of the time. Yeah. Yeah.
Back of a car, someone flashes you.
I mean,
did a memory just go into your
yeah,
head?
Yeah, yeah. Me, yeah, you, yeah. Ron, and Trevor going to the fucking strip club with that chick from the.
There you go. That's crazy.
Yeah, see?
It's just. You say something, and all of a sudden you're like, boom, I know what that memory was.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wild. That time somebody squirted ketchup on a squirrel.
One me.
Oh, I don't know if maybe you guys had a memory about that.
Oh.
I was trying to jog you guys.
I remember something else with a squirrel.
I remember. I have other squirrel stories.
Yeah.
Well, see, look. See what we did? No ketchup stories, though, huh?
No, just Ray was coming out of the tunnel. He used to hit a dance called the squirrel.
Mm.
Okay.
You know?
I kind of had a squirrel that, like, was, like, almost like a pet squirrel that, like, when I lived in a upstairs duplex.
Yeah.
He would hang out on my porch all the time, and then I just start buying, like, nuts and shit and feeding it to him.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
You had
a
squirrel.
Like,
did you ever feed him?
He would never come anywhere near me, but.
Did you ever feed him, like, a little sauce bowl of ketchup?
He was a little squirrely.
Put a little ketchup on them nuts. Feed it to him. I remember staying away from this one kid because. The first time I was like, I should stay away from that kid is because he wanted to bring a BB gun out so he could shoot a squirrel.
Oh,
and I was like,
yeah.
This kid's going to be problems. Yeah, I shouldn't hang out with him.
Oh, man. BB
so,
gun.
Like, the squirrel.
What's your BB gun story?
Help me out there. I got hit with a BB gun.
Right. I used to have.
Like, wait, hold on. You got hit with a BB gun or with a BB
by a pellet from the BB gun?
Like somebody just fucking whacked, like pistol whipped you?
Dude, we used to have BB gun wars. In the backyard.
Right.
Oh, I did too, yeah.
Yeah, at Joe Bass's house, we would be on either side of his backyard and just shooting BB guns at each other like fucking lunatics.
Yeah, we had the one pump roll. You couldn't do it more than once.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that's fucking psychotic. We were like some psycho little kids.
I know. Why did we do that?
Fucking boys, buddy.
It was like middle of summer.
By the way, no glasses.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the thing. We were middle of summer off school. It was probably like 90 degrees
shorts.
Outside.
Yeah.
And we weren't wearing shorts. We would actually put on like clothing to protect ourselves, but nothing over our faces. Nothing.
Dude,
and we would just say, we would just say don't shoot in the face as if anyone's ever listened to that rule ever.
Right.
You know?
So I don't this shouldn't be a draft. Maybe we do this just as a fun game where we literally like put in do word association stories.
Oh,
we'll make a wheel. We'll make a wheel and spin the wheel.
Yeah, we could do
that.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. Because then you could put in ones like, oh, I know I have a good story for this, so let me put this in there.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't even do that. I would just, maybe we should even just do a word randomizer.
You know, this would be actually, that would be a fun live also.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it would.
Which, speaking of which, we haven't set a date yet, but we've got a bracket ready. So,
hell yeah.
Be on the lookout for further news on a live.
All the different colors of paint that you could get at Home Depot.
Hell yeah.
I don't have one but I have one with paint, like mixing paint. Where I used to work, I worked in a paint shop area.
Mm. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm feeling it right now. You know what I'm talking about? The swirl of two colors.
Oh, that thing! Yeah,
just kind of going.
Yeah, where like it's just like a little droplet, and then it.
Come on now.
You're like,
Come on, now. Is that one of the most satisfying things of all time?
It is. It looks like the chocolate swirl, and the next thing you know, it's like purple.
God. Oh, my God. Why is that so hot?
But no, we used to... So, like, you know, we'd have the little things that hooked it up. And I remember my brother would laugh at this, but you'd have to, like, clean the nuts and bolts because it would get, like, too painted, like, too much paint on it. So we'd put, like, some paint thinner in a gallon can with the nuts and bolts, and then we'd put it in that shaker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it would just be like, like it sounded like a fucking machine gun. Like, it sounded like fucking Full Metal Jacket. Like, get some, get some. So one day, like, we were always like, we always made jokes about, like, man, like, some of these guys are gonna have fucking knob flashbacks or something. And then we just started taking fucking rubber gloves and then hooking it up to the air hose and making them blow up. So it was like, boom, 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 boom,
boom. Oh my God. Oh,
like,
wow.
It sounded like a fucking war zone. It was
God. You guys made it. I like how you guys are like, somebody's going to have a flashback. Let's make it even worse than what you're doing.
Yeah, I know. let's light something
on fire.
Yeah.
We need flashes to go along with the sounds that we're making.
They put the strobe lights on.
Hey, let's cut off somebody's arm.
Let's have a bus full of Asian
people. Let's grab bullhorns and say things in different languages.
Shit. All right, here's how the ball's dropped. You guys ready for this?
Yeah, we haven't even said what we're doing.
Yeah, what we're doing. We kind of did.
You did in your sweet rap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing foods named after people. People.
Or
foods.
With people's names.
Or with people's names in it.
Yeah. Right, yeah, sure. Same. This is the same thing. Yeah, so. Same fucking different. Thing. This is like the same thing. So, Andy, you got the first pick.
Oh, yeah.
James' second pick, Drew your third.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. See these shoulders going all over the place and getting wacky with it because I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
I got my first pick, I hope.
I got my first pick.
And it's purely
all right,
based.
Let's hear it.
I'll wait.
I mean, this is just based on ease of it, deliciousness of it, partability, if that's a word.
Party with hold it. On. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just looking for
I gotcha.
What the fuck is that word?
Partability?
Definition.
Oh, yeah.
Definition.
Yep.
What's that word? Yeah. Look it up.
It's a snack. It's a dinner. It can be whatever you want it to be. I'm taking nachos.
Dude, that is a fucking good one. Right when I saw that, I was like, holy shit.
Ignacio Nacho Anaya. The original nacho maker. The kitchen was closed. There was this group of military wives that came in looking for some food. So he improvised. He took some fried corn tortillas. Tortillas. covered it with melted cheddar cheese and jalapeno peppers. And that was the invention of nachos.
That's amazing.
And then it came from there. So yeah, shout out.
Good pick.
Ignacio Nacho Anaya. The nachos created back in 1943. So not even as old as you would think they were.
Damn.
Seriously, like, the nacho is one of the most versatile foods. It's one that you want at a game. It's one that you want at movies. It's ones that you want at home. It's ones that you want at a party. It's ones that you want going to a place and, you know, watching some fights on TV or something. You're like, it's just so versatile, so delicious.
Yeah.
And it's like you can keep going, which is amazing.
It can be an appetizer. It can be a meal in itself. It can. Yeah, it's like it's amazing.
Nachos, my favorite movie snack, person.
Dude, me too. I get nachos over popcorn 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. All right.
Hope that nacho pick, Drew.
No, it's not my pick.
All right.
Mainly because I don't know. I guess it's a guy's name, but I also don't think of it as a person's name. So
it is.
That was his.
His name is Ignacio Nacho Anava.
Yeah, I know, but I like.
He went by Nacho.
Yeah, I know.
But do you know?
Because also like Nacho Libre is a name.
All right, here we go.
There you go.
I'm going to go with
but
this
also
one.
Also not that high for me.
Scrub-a-dub-dub, get up on these nuts.
Because this is legit, and this is like a top Italian dish.
Damn, damn, damn.
And I'm going with a delicious, appetizing fettuccine Alfredo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's a legit, like, that's a top, like, named food. Still to this day, people are like, fuck yeah, fettuccine. I'm going out tonight. I'm getting some fucking fettuccine.
You know, yeah. I'm sorry for this, James, but I have to go back. So technically, nachos should have an apostrophe in it.
Why?
Because he went by Nacho, right? So it's nachos.
There's literally famous. There's people named Nacho. So it would still count whichever way you want to go. Because
he's saying that nachos should be spelled with an apostrophe.
I'm not talking about your pick. Like I'm just saying like in the
Andy's like, real defensive.
I know.
I thought he was trying to take to shit on me, man. He was trying.
No,
to,
what he's doing is Amber heard my shitting pick on fettuccine Alfredo right now.
No, I had this one down. I had this one down too.
No, but you're shitting on it by not talking about it.
It's delicious.
Yeah, Bobby fettuccine.
If you get good fettuccine Alfredo. Yeah. One that's made with some heavy whipping cream and like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
dude,
a good fettuccine Alfredo is like next level.
Robert Fettuccine invented fettuccine Alfredo in the early 20th century.
Yeah, invented the dish for his pregnant wife.
That's not
man, you guys read the descriptions? Like, this is so funny.
It's not true. I made that up. It wasn't even Bobby Fettuccine. His name is Alfredo De Lilio. Yeah,
I liked Bobby Fettuccine, though. That's a kick-ass
name. But yeah, I like that the fettuccine part was the part named after somebody, not the Alfredo.
He didn't even know the sauce.
Not the name that we all probably know somebody named Alfredo.
Hey, yo. Hey, Bobby Fettuccine, get over here. Get over here. You ever met Bobby Fettuccine?
Hey, hi, my name's Rob.
He'll sell you a car. He's an air conditioning salesman.
I don't know why these guys call me Bobby. My name's Rob.
Oh, Bobby Fett.
Oh, Bobby Fettuccine. He's always playing around. He's always busting our ball sacks. You know?
Yeah.
All right, Drew, you're on the clock.
All right, I'm going to go with one that I eat. God, I don't even know if I want to admit that it's probably more like once a week. But I'm going to go General So chicken.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
That was a good one too.
Yeah. That's a fucking staple.
Yeah. Why'd they call him General?
Well, it all depends on where you are.
I love a good General So's.
Dude, it's so good.
You get the spicy, you get the sweet, like sauced up. Then you get the nice crunch and then it gets like just so tender on the inside.
Yeah, and you always get that one piece of broccoli.
Why is that broccoli better than any broccoli?
I don't know.
I wonder if General So himself like set that precedent. He's like only one broccoli.
Yeah. I guess it's two. It's like one on each side of the thing. So he's like,
and they're
on
like
each
why
side of the little tray.
They're like, why, General So? Why?
You know what? Like,
you got to keep them wanting more.
Yeah. It was so weird the other day. It's the first time, and I don't know how long that this has happened to me, but I ordered some, and it came in just like a styrofoam
container.
Yeah. Container. Like, I have not gotten Chinese food in such a long time that didn't come in like a nice plastic or like metal foil.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yep.
Like, it was so weird to me. I was like, what is this contraption?
That looks like what the restaurant would look like, and you open it up and then you dump it out.
Yeah.
And
then you dump your white rice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the best. Oh, you get that. Man. You can just get that square block of white rice.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
Dude, oh, I like putting designs in it.
Like putting what?
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, what did you say?
I didn't say it.
All right.
You're just busting our ball sacks now.
Yeah, she didn't say it.
I'm just punching on the bags.
All right, I'm going to go with
speed bag your ball sack.
A sandwich that's on almost every fucking menu, and I'm going to Reuben.
Damn it. One of my faves. One of my faves.
Can't believe we took the fucking Reuben.
Yeah.
Named after Paul.
Paul Reuben, that's right. That's right. Reuben Kalinowski.
Named after the American Idol.
Kalinowski.
Yes, Reuben Studdard.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, though. A Reuben, there's a huge difference between just a place like that has a Reuben and then like a real deal deli that has a Reuben, and it's so stacked stupidly high.
Yeah.
That meat, and oh, my goodness. It's just like you get it from a real, real deli.
And oh, dude, yeah.
A good Reuben is one of the best. That, like,
I got a Reuben when I went to Katz's Deli in New York City.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know what it is? It's almost like it doesn't get credit like that a good Philly cheesesteak does. But it should, because it's almost even more elevated because so many people just don't do it right. So when you get it right, it's like, it's a delicacy.
Dude, I love a fucking good Reuben. Fuck yeah.
Oh, man.
Fuck yeah.
That kraut? That kraut it?
Kraut.
Because you don't get kraut much.
I know.
So it's like a nice little treat.
Dude, when we got that jam.
Oh, my God.
That was fucking great.
Fuck yeah.
Ooh.
Like, why? Kraut needs to be added more on shit.
It does. So it, like, gives, like, a nice texture, too. Ah. Mouthfeel.
Wait, jam had kraut in it? Jam hot chicken? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean coleslaw?
Yeah.
Not kraut.
Bratslaw.
Oh, I'm thinking cabbage in general.
Yeah.
It's
my bad.
Not the same.
Yeah. Well, it is.
Yeah.
Dude,
that's not
California.
They're both made with cabbage.
I get you. But I'm saying
California BBH.
Yeah.
Cabbage. Cabbage.
Cabbage. I just made a fucking dinner with cabbage yesterday.
Damn, what'd you put in it?
It's cabbage, rice. It's basically like a stuffed cabbage roll, but just like loose.
God, so I wish I could make a stuffed cabbage roll.
So it was just rice, ground beef. Rotel tomatoes and just cabbage, but like I just kind of shredded up the cabbage.
By the time James goes, I find a lady named Cabbage. I know what I'm taking.
I'll tell you what. I'd be stroking off for some beef stroganoff, so I'm going beef stroganoff.
Oh, dude, and it was so fun to say it when you were a kid and you figured out that it was a jerk-off joke, saying it was delicious food.
It's actually named after a count, too, Count Stroganoff. That's like, can you imagine?
That's so true.
Could you imagine? Man, could you imagine if Count Dracula wasn't Count Dracula in all these years? They developed the whole vampire mythology after Count Stroganoff.
That's what I was just going to say.
Shoot my load.
Do you think there's somebody out there who does count? And he's just like, oh, that's my PR right there.
Count them strokings off.
327. That's the fastest I've ever done it.
327 women in the Bukkake video.
Oh my god! I wish like history. If I could go back, if I got a time machine, rather than go back and kill Hitler, I would go back to the first person to write fucking Dracula. I'd kill him and then just write the entire story, but change all the names to Stroke It Off.
Stroker, Stroke It Off.
Oh my God. Bram Stoker wrote it.
Bram Stoker.
God damn it.
You you know how this shit writes itself. I love it. I love it. Like a beef stroganoff.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a good pick. I'll say it myself.
Oh, jeez. Okay. For my next pick, I got to go. I'm gonna go the first dessert of this thing.
Fuck, I know.
And I'm gonna go with one of my favorite desserts in the damn land. I'm talking about that Bananas Foster.
Bananas Foster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Named after Foster Grant.
Richard Foster. Yeah. It's so good though. It's oh, like I like when they flambé that thing too. Serve it with a nice vanilla ice cream. It's just like, it's made in front of you, which is also really cool. It's like dessert guac, you know?
Yeah.
And then like when you get it, it's, oh my God, I want it right now so bad. I think it's the best dessert. I just do.
Like a banana dessert is... It's so good. Like even like a, you know, a like banana pudding with wafers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So basic, but so fucking delicious.
Dude, I ran out of a banana tonight, which is what I was trying to use. So I had to put cookie butter on my oranges.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Because I ran out of bananas.
Yeah.
Jodie Foster, Bananas Foster. She's the one who invented it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty crazy. Between acting and all her accolades and that, you know, it's amazing that she was able to also invent a food.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then she had a son named Arian.
Arian Foster?
Yeah. He went on to play in the NFL, stud running back, Tennessee.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice job on her.
Shout out Jodie Foster, you know?
And shout out Bananas Foster live and at the table right in front of your fucking face.
Eating Bananas Foster with Jodie Foster while watching the band Foster the People.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the host. Filling out paperwork to become a foster parent at the same time.
Oh, damn.
Boom.
Dude, and then... Burning a book by Robert Foster.
Oh, man.
That's a joke on literary writers.
I'm going to foster a kid named Luke, and then I'm going to say, Luke, I am your foster.
I knew it. I knew that's where it was fucking going.
I'm going to like cancel the fostering right after that. And I'm going to say, Luke, I'm sorry, this isn't for me. I really just wanted to get this joke off.
It was just a goof.
It's been on my mind for a long time.
No, I did as a goof.
You really helped me get it out of my head, and I appreciate that. I hope you have a great life. Just with somebody else.
I'm about to draft something you guys don't even know what it is, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
You know what it is, but you just didn't know the name of it, man.
Jeez, way to fuck us over.
No.
Way to shit on our fucking knowledge.
I'm talking about this beautiful piece of art that I am 100% having this week. And it's called the Luther Burger.
Oh,
you guys know about this?
No, what is that?
Yeah, it's named after Martin Luther. You make the burger and then you staple you nail a 95-page document to it.
No, that's not it.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
No. No. This one's after Luther Vandross.
Oh.
Yeah. And is a cheeseburger.
You eat it and then your fucking underwear just disappear?
Yeah. Cheeseburger where you don't have the buns, you have two glazed donuts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why the fuck is this named after him?
Right. Why?
Apparently, it's one of his favorite burgers or something.
It affects your heart the same way a Luther Vandross song does.
Never too much.
Never mind.
Instead of Luther. Get it done, baby.
Oh, that shit's funny.
Oh, man. But yeah, like, that shit's fire, though, isn't it? Like, cheeseburger between glazed donuts? Are you kidding me?
I would never, ever order it, only because feel like I would die. I feel like the last bite would be literally my last bite. No, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's the reason I wouldn't order it is because it sounds amazing and it sounds overindulgent and it sounds like I would die right after eating it. You know what I mean?
Like a good time to me.
All right. I'm going to go for a motherfucking salad up in this bitch.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
But which one?
And I'm
There's
gonna
two
go,
you could go with.
I'm going to go for a Caesar salad.
There you go.
I love a good Caesar salad, dude.
Dude, especially at a fucking, like, nice restaurant where you're like, whoa, this is what a Caesar salad is?
Yeah, yeah.
All my life, I thought it was just, like, the fucking croutons, the dressing, whatever. Like, but then you go to, like, a place and they got these big-ass croutons, these huge, like almost like mini heads of lettuce, but it's not.
Yeah.
And then, like, you get, like, the actual, like, fucking anchovies or whatever and the dressing and stuff, and it's just like, whoa.
Dude, yeah. I used to work at the Ritz-Carlton, and I would do it overnight, and I would order, like, I would have the guy, like, make me, like, a double-sized Caesar salad, like, and that bitch would be fucking, that bitch would slap.
Oh, my God. It is.
Shout out Charles, the night cook at the Ritz-Carlton.
Dude, Charles the night cook's a badass.
Hell yeah, he was.
Charles, night cook.
The night cook. That could be, like, that should
be a sitcom. Charles. Night cook.
I cook at night.
I cook at night and my name is Charles. Hey, James, you want a Caesar salad?
If you want a ground chuck at midnight, call Chuck.
Make it rhyme. I was trying to make it rhyme, Drew.
Caesar salad. Drew?
All right, well, I don't think this is named after a person, but it certainly has a name in it.
Okay.
And I'm going with, listen, there's Max out there, but there's also Big Max, and that's what I'm picking.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's named after that fucking clown, huh?
I guess it's named after the McDonald's brothers.
I would say he's an actor of our generation. But
is it named after them?
Well, it's McDonald. I mean, yeah, I think so.
No, I don't think so. Because the Big Mac came out after it was already purchased by that dude who totally stole the whole McDonald's deal.
Right, but the name is the name of the
burger named after the mascot, Ronald McDonald. Who's a fictional character, but that's okay. I would go for it still.
So you don't think McDonald's is named after the McDonald's brothers?
I 100% do not think that, because the guy who stole McDonald's from the McDonald's brothers would definitely
Ray Kroc.
Would definitely not make a sandwich in honor of the guys that he fucked over.
I don't think he's making it in honor of them. His whole restaurant is named after the guys he fucked over.
That's why
it
came up with the fucking clowns. So those guys now are fucking clowns, dude.
Have you guys seen Super Size Me?
Yeah.
I fuck with Morgan Spurlock. What happened to him?
I think he got a bunch of, like, weird, like, I think he did, like, a series or something like that. I don't know.
I just wonder what happened to him. He had this one that I actually used for school called The Greatest Movie Ever Sold. That's, like, one of my low-key favorite documentaries.
Huh.
And basically he's trying to get, like, it's a little bit like that Little Dicky Save That Money music video.
Okay.
And he's trying to get all these different companies to
buy into
the movie or whatever. Yeah.
It's basically like so he doesn't have to put any money up or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking awesome, though. But shout out Big Macs.
Shout out Big Macs.
The double one, though, that they did, it's overkill. Don't do it.
Yeah,
don't
it's too
fucking
much. I
have a problem, guys.
What do you mean?
When I see something new at a restaurant, especially a fast food restaurant, I gotta try it. Like, recently I'm like fucking with this sparkling tea from Taco Beezy.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about that last week, I think.
Sparkling tea?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, you talked about that on Flow and Tell.
Oh,
yeah, speaking of which. Hell yeah.
It's Dragon Paradise Sparkling Tea by Brisk. And they have it in the Taco Bell machines. And it's like Baja Blast where like you can't get it anywhere else on tap. Whatever this is, I've never had it. And it is incredible. I literally asked my kid, because he loves the cheesy roll-ups, after soccer today, I was like, hey, you want some cheesy roll-ups? I said, oh, I mean, what do you want for dinner? And he said, cheesy roll-ups. And we went there, and I called the wife saying, hey, you want anything? And it was really all because
she's like,
I wanted
cheesy roll-ups.
Yeah. Your wife says it. Cheesy roll-ups.
Oh, man.
All right, Drew.
Well, I'm gonna go drink here.
Nice.
And I'm gonna go with a Shirley Temple.
Oh.
Just a fucking little cherry 7-Up, you know?
Yeah. I didn't mean it the way that it sounded.
Yeah, we'll clip it, don't worry.
That sounded awful. That is, I meant like it's like a virgin drink, they call it.
Yeah. Oh, we know.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Oh, it's been real.
That's the end.
But even this, when you get like a good mixed one, like somebody actually does the grenadine, oh, so good.
Yeah, but you know what most places do, right?
Yeah, cherry 7-Up.
Just put the Sprite in there, and they throw a little grenadine in the bottom. Here you go.
Yep.
Yeah. That's, yep.
But yeah, man.
I used to do it.
I mean, it's what it is. Yeah. So good, though. Plus, you get the... I remember my buddy Tim for a while, he would order Shirley Temples. Like, we'd be playing shows, and he's like, I want a Shirley Temple. And they'd be like, are you serious?
It is funny when people say, like, yeah, I'll take a Coke, I'll take a water, I'll take a sweet tea, I'll take a Shirley Temple.
Dude. next time I see Kevin Truax, I'm going to make him make me a Shirley Temple.
But you're going to do a spiked Shirley Temple?
Yeah.
Can you give me a Shirley, not the temple? Wait, which
Shirley,
one?
Shirley head?
give me Shirley Temple the later years.
It's like Saved by the Bell.
College years.
I'll take a Shirley Temple to college years.
Well, the one where she's just getting dick down, you know?
Sherry Does Dallas. Shut up, Kay. I was there. I was playing music on the set.
That's a good K.
It's usually bad, but that time it flowed out nice. What you popping in there, James?
Oh, I'm still looking up the Big Mac thing. Anyway. Here we go. Let's see here.
Oh, yeah, I got to.
Damn, I wonder if I... Yeah, I can do that. I'll go. I'm going to go eggs, motherfucking Benedict.
Benedict, yeah.
Yeah.
Named after Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, unbelievably.
Yeah.
Almost as if it's so crazy that it's almost not true. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, though.
We all know it was Benedict Arnold.
Yeah.
There is not a sauce in the world.
Because only a traitor would eat eggs like that.
That's a fair point. But there is not a sauce in the world that I feel is more divisive
and
different from place to place as hollandaise sauce.
Yeah. Anytime it's a thick sauce like that, I feel like that's when it's going to be decisive. Divisive.
It's just weird because, like, I don't know if I've ever had hollandaise sauce from place to place taste the same.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, they all taste different, and I don't understand why. No, they all have
a little bit of different.
There's a Hungarian breakfast place in Sarasota that...
Did you say Aryan?
Hungarian. No, Hungarian. But they make an Eggs Benedict, and it is legit.
Yeah, it's just Aryan Foster's restaurant, Aryans, but it's different spelled. I get where
it's
people...
It's called the Brotherhood.
You know that Eggs Benedict was actually invented by Lemuel Benedict, and it was because the motherfucker had a hangover and he wanted something heavy to cure his hangover.
Yeah, and he wanted in the
did it work
form of
yeah
all that together. Yeah.
Yeah. So he invented Eggs Benedict to cure a hangover. In 1894.
Yeah.
It's legit. All right.
It is.
Andy.
All right. I feel pretty damn good here. Because I'm going to go with, Drew mentioned another Mac, so I got to go with it. Mac and cheese.
Oh, who's that named after?
Mac from Always Sunny.
Is mac and cheese named after a person?
No, but it's a name.
It's a name. No. It did. We never said it. It was said it has food shares the same name as a name.
That's right.
Is that true? Because that is actually short for macaroni. Is there a person named Macaroni?
My name's short for Andrew.
There's a horse named Macaroni.
Was a horse a person?
Macaroni was his name.
There's a hat with a feather in it called Macaroni, but...
There's a wet-ass pussy that's macaroni in a pot, so you tell me.
Yeah.
You guys aren't telling me anything. I am actually going to go against this pick and say that this is not a legit pick.
It is a legit
pick. I'm tired. You know what? The sanctity of the draft is becoming pretty fucking fuzzy.
Okay.
If you're going to allow this, that's crazy. Mac is short for macaroni. It's not short for a guy named Mac.
Look, man. It's Mac and cheese.
Yeah,
Mac DeMarco, macaroni. Mac Miller, Mac Dre, Bernie Mac.
Dude,
come on now.
You're even shortening it. The actual name of the dish is macaroni and cheese. It's not. You're just saying Mac.
I bet if you Google Mac.
Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Text thread. Foods that have human names.
This doesn't not have named a human after name. A person. There is not a human named macaroni or a human named. Well, there is a human named cheese, but he's a wrestler.
Oh, shit. Well, there's we go. Humans.
There are humans named Mac, though.
Yes, there are.
Yeah, but this dish is macaroni and cheese. Mac is just Andy shortening it. The dish
Richard
is macaroni
cheese.
And cheese. Are you guys
Richard
out of your
cheese.
Minds?
Oh, no. Kraft is called mac and cheese.
It is.
Kraft mac and cheese was invented. Mac and cheese is because of
it's
mac.
It's called mac and cheese.
They're
though.
Shortening macaroni. They're not turning it into a guy
no,
named Mac.
This is the
they're
name
not turning
of
it
their
into a human
specific
name.
Food. This is the name of their specific food.
He's not picking all macaroni.
Hey,
and cheese.
It comes to a 2/3 vote, so if you guys say it's good, but I say it's fucking bad.
It's good.
And I think Sanctity of the Draft, you guys are fucking up right now. Both
We're
of you.
Not.
Both
because
of you.
Because there is the cheese with the wrestler.
You guys
and
are fucking up right now. Big
Listen,
time.
What, James, what
our,
I just
our
did.
Our show is a fucking laughing stock now. Everyone's laughing at us.
James,
They're
what
like,
I
They don't even
just,
fucking know their own rules. They don't even follow their own fucking rules.
What I just did, James, was I still skinned Andy without fucking still skinning him.
I don't need to be still skinned.
Oh, you're
I have mac and
it?
Cheese.
No, I'm saying I did by allowing it.
No, so now use a Stiltskin if you're going to Stiltskin him, because I don't believe that. You actually think it's a name of a person. You actually have that in your mind right now, which is not true. That is macaroni and cheese. You can't just say things however you want to say them to
it
make
is,
them a name.
Yes, you can. It's called
no,
mac
can't.
And cheese. It's on the box. It's on the fucking box.
Okay, then
there was
write.
Also children named.
All right, then
children
write.
In 2013.
Then put
children
the word
named
Kraft.
Cheese rocketed skyrocketed by 450%.
In front of your. Put the word Kraft in front of
your. Stop! Everybody, stop! Andy, what the fuck did you just say?
I said in 2013, the number of U.S. children named cheese skyrocketed by 450%.
Is that a stat from the cheese?
So wait.
From the cheese's mouth?
That tells me
that
there were 4.5 kids named.
You gotta send that stat to the cheese right
now.
All
I'm saying is that means cheese is a name, and it doesn't really matter if it's macaroni and cheese or mac and cheese. Cheese is a name.
No. I do not. I contest this, so it's fine.
Okay,
I want to be in the history books as the only person who cared about the fucking show and
Dude,
the sanctity of
is
of it.
Richard Cheese an actual person?
I mean, that's his stage name. He's actually got a real name. He just made that one up like you're making this up.
Dude, you're telling me the cheese, the wrestler, is made up? I
yes,
don't think
he
so.
Made that name up. I know his real name.
Yeah, it's the cheese.
Yeah. Put the on it because you got to show some respect.
Actually, it's cheese, comma, the.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing that can calm me down right now. Didn't work. I'm still hot.
450%.
That's right.
That was bullshit.
What was your last pick?
Your last pick.
Why don't you look in the sheet?
Oh, I see
what
it.
Your last pick was.
I see it, and I'm not. If yeah. anything, I'm right.
No,
you think I'm a dick because
Drew,
I'm.
If you want to know what's in there, it's James Benedict.
It's James Benedict.
He Benedict. He Benedict just earlier.
That's not a pick. That is not a legitimate pick. And I still, I'm even.
You
I'm,
said Benedict.
I'm still upset about Big Mac.
No.
It's named after a clown.
Looks like me and Drew are right.
It was Two named words. After Mark McGuire.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. It was named after
Chris McKenzie.
That's close.
Okay, I got a sheety.
Yeah,
it just happened.
I was gonna say
the fourth round of this draft, somebody picks something that's definitely not a name, and they're really fucking sticking to their guns about it. And then the other person who could have like fixed the problem just sat there and allowed the problem to persist. Man.
That sounds like a really shitty time.
Yeah. But my Raven is the Orlando Magic beating the Cavs by 40 points and then by 30 points. And then Andy, I'm sure, can build on top of that.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What if that's all he added?
Just that?
Yeah.
Now the wife, Friday was like, do you want to go to Orlando? And I was like, yeah, not really. The game's on. I want to watch the game. And she's like, well, I'm going down there with Grayson. So if you just want to get a single ticket for yourself, you could. And I was like, what? And so I did.
You were
went to a basketball game by myself. And it was amazing.
You went to a playoff basketball game.
Basketball game, yeah.
That's legit.
The crowd was absolutely bananas Foster. Just fucking going berserk.
Yeah.
The energy was like super high level, all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it was just one of the best environments I've experienced.
Magic trailing at the half and then come back in the second half and just blow the fucking
10.
Doors off.
And then they went up by 30 at one point because they went on like a 41-2 run.
Yeah.
You know, it was like insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an amazing time.
Hell yeah.
Oh, now they're tied 2-2. You know, don't know what it's going to be once you listen to it, but right now 2-2. And I got to take the kid to Harlem Globetrotters, which was really badass. Took him for his birthday this week. Happy birthday, little homie. But we went to the Globetrotters. I paid for the little experience where He got to go on the court for like 15 minutes. He tried to shoot one up. He couldn't get it that far up, but one of the dudes just came running by, jumped, caught it in midair, and dunked it. So then I actually got it on like tape and their phone. It was cool.
How old are you?
59.
So then I sent it to an email to all my friends. I emailed it from my phone.
The same group of friends I do that email chain of, yeah, stop this naked topless woman around. People used to send them to fucking work.
Oh, I know, dude.
How wild is that? Dude, I can recall an email that I got at a place from a boss. And I was like, hey, I know I'm young. I don't think you should be sending that to work emails.
To attention all. Work at work dot all.
The early 2000s emails were wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, people do not know how to use like reply all or reply to the main sender, or people have zero email etiquette in the world anymore.
Yeah. Dude, you know how people thought wrestling was like super real back in like, say, like the 70s?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Yep. I lost it.
Just
went bye bye.
You lost your thought?
Yeah. It was there, and then it was gone.
Just like that, out of my life again.
You just wanted to say, remember when people thought wrestling was real. You just wanted everybody to recall
There was no point.
You guys remember
that
time? when everybody like when remember that time we weren't talking about any of this and I just said wrestling was real in the 70s, people thought it was real.
I know it was a good point too, but whatever.
I can't.
Unless it made the point that mac and cheese isn't a good pick, then I don't care.
I watched a show called Manhunt on Apple TV.
Okay.
About like the hunt for John Wilkes Booth. Pretty damn good. It was like I don't know if anybody else would like it, but you know, my history brain loved it, so it was just like a dramatized version of what happened and shit.
Dramatization.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Dramatical.
Did they make it extra dramatic? Is it like overly dramatic?
Yeah.
Dramatization?
This is an overly dramatic.
That's it.
It's an overly dramatic dramatization.
What's the dude from Kimmy Schmidt plays John Wilkes Booth?
Oh,
Titus.
It's Titus. Yeah, it's that. It's so, that dramatic.
Oh,
he shoots him. Six Semper Tyrannies.
Oh, man, fucking throws up little confetti when he jumps in the air. Jackass Rip Torn style.
Yeah.
God, that was a hell of an ending to a movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, and the fact that they just kept bringing him back.
Yeah. Now I want to see that show.
I know. Andy, or James, do you have a raven by chance or just the sheety?
Do I have a raven?
You know, it was a magic.
Oh, that's right.
But you didn't say the sheety. Unless it really was the fourth round draft pick.
That was the sheety.
That was.
Oh.
The fourth round
of this. I'm glad that's the worst thing in your life right now.
The fourth round of this current draft.
Yeah, I'm happy for you, buddy. That's the worst thing.
That's actually a positive.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually just in this moment right now.
Yeah. Dude, I'm giving you a mental hug. Huh? How about that? Put that in your memory bank.
I don't want it.
Right,
spank
now.
It.
I want the pick dropped and a new pick taken.
Look, man, you can't get an actual one right now, so take this virtual one. I'm hugging you tight.
I am mentally blocking the hug. I'm mentally putting it on.
I'm nuzzling your neck.
Feel my ice cold hands because I just had them in the freezer and now I put them on your lower back.
Yeah, like using, under the shirt too.
I'm using my mental powers to grow spikes out of my face and neck.
Oh man. Let's bring out the razor. Come back 2 days later, I'll feel the spikes.
It's like Mac Miller, you know, like Mac Miller and cheese, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
It's your babes.
You're making his point for him, James.
It's, you know, it's Mac. It's Mac from It's Always Sunny and Cheese.
Yeah, from,
you know,
the cheese from cows and goats.
Is there a chance that the Mac stands for macaroni? Is there a chance?
Is there a chance that somebody named AJ could be named AJ?
You mean Robert Macaroni?
Yeah. Yeah. How about that?
Wait, was Macaroni on the list?
You're talking about Robert Kraft?
No, which reminds me, we'll have his niece on next week.
Yep. Oh, I'm all feeling right. Good.
You shouldn't be. All right, go ahead.
I am, because I'm about to take
another thing not
a
named
nice,
after a
delicious
person.
Drink. And you know what's great about it? Two places are serving the bangiest. You guys know what I'm saying? Arnie Palmer's in the game. Arnold Palmer.
Oh, shit.
Talking about that half lemonade, half tea. Chick-fil-A has it called the Sun Joy. It's their best drink. And McDonald's now makes an amazing half and half Arnold Palmer now as well.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. Both absolute fire. Like, I'm literally like, I don't know about you guys. Food's cool. I love food. But, like, if you get a good drink somewhere that's refreshing as hell, there's almost nothing like it.
Yeah. A refreshing drink is very nice. Yeah, I agree.
I do remember when they took Hi-C Orange off the menu. I asked for a Hi-C Orange, and they said, we don't have it. And I said, okay, cancel my order.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, I didn't want a fucking Coke. Like, no.
Well, you know, they got a lot of backlash from that. That wasn't gone for like a week, and then it was back.
I know.
Yeah, they were like, that was a huge mistake.
I'm sure I wasn't the only one that fucking...
Oh, yeah, it happened to me, too.
Yeah. McDonald's is like, we've made a huge mistake.
Yeah, dude, it's... Like I said, like, that's what almost makes the meal, is that drink that you get, like, to start and end it.
Uh-huh.
Come on now.
Oh. Hell yeah. All right, over to me. And I'm taking Heath.
Bar.
Like the Heath bar.
Oh, that's short for Heathcliff?
It's short for Bayard and Everett Heath. Illinois confectioners who developed it in the 1920s. And I'll tell you what.
That's short for Heather Locklear?
Yeah, a person. That's right.
It's short for Heather Gray, the color?
Yeah. Heath Bar Crunch ice cream was like, growing up, it was the ice cream my mom would always buy. And I fucking love it now. Like, I'll still fucking eat Heath Bar like a motherfucker.
It's got that's the toffee one, right?
Yeah. It's got a good hearty crunch to it. It's nice.
Yeah. I remember...
That's one I don't get ever, but, like, it's always good.
It's delicious. I remember,
like, it was only, like, a couple years, but I remember, I think it was my dad made some, like, Heath Bar dessert that was fucking bomb as hell.
Yeah, dude.
I'll have to ask my brothers if they remember that.
There's a little, like, they're literally called, like, Heath bars.
Yeah.
Not candy bars, just Heath bars.
Like, but it was made into, like, a pan, like it was, like, crushed up, and then, like, that was on the top of it. It was almost like an eclair kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was so good.
They called them heathens.
That's what they call their fans, like the Swifties. It's the heathens. You know what they say, those Heath Bar fans, don't get the heathens on you. You don't want to mess with the heathens.
You don't want that heathen heat.
No, you don't. You don't want it when the Heath is on.
Yeah. Listen, you definitely don't want to know where they were April 29th.
Mm-mm.
That's a Swifty reference.
Oh, okay. I thought it was April 29th, 1992.
Huh?
It was a riot.
Would you say anything?
Tell me, where were you?
I thought it was a Today reference.
It is a Today reference, but it's also a Swifty reference.
Oh.
Isn't that the same? Isn't that the song, the Sublime song? April 29th?
April 25th, 1993, I think.
Oh,
25th. Or April 26th?
92.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Dates.
There was a riot on the street. Tell me, where were you?
It is song April dates. 29th. April
really?
29th, 1992, there was a riot on the street. Tell me, where were you?
Yeah. Damn.
Oh, so maybe she was shouting out the song.
Maybe.
Man, hey, look at that. I was right again about something.
About time.
You were right for the first time tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've been right all along. I've just been.
You think Taylor Swift is secretly a Sublime head?
You know she's a...
She might be.
She's a subliminal. She's a subliminal.
She's giving a subliminal message to us.
She's a clone of the Church of Satan lady.
She's a heathen.
Talking about Flo?
No.
Progressive?
Anton LaVey's daughter, I think?
Hmm.
Or maybe wife? First of all, it looks exactly like Taylor Swift.
Anton, and is that short for Antonio?
Yeah, it's short for macaroni, actually.
Antonio Macaroni?
Yeah. But yeah, there's a whole conspiracy thing about it. You just look it up.
Huh.
And like the fact that she's her number, lucky number's 13, and she's basically like has a cult, and this lady was like very musically like driven and things like that. And yeah,
talk about Marie Antoinette.
No,
wait, what was the cult?
Swifties.
Quiz.
Oh,
quiz. Cult.
But she, so Anton LaVey was the head of the Church of Satan. It's either his daughter or wife. I can't remember which one. They say that Taylor Swift is a clone of her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, that's kind of frightening.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I'll send you down that rabbit hole.
Zena Levy?
Yeah.
Goes by Zena Shrek?
Zena LaVey.
Yeah.
Wait, whose turn was that?
That was the Heath bar. Now it's your turn.
Oh, okay.
I'm on a real rabbit hole right now.
So what? I have 3 left?
Yeah.
Celebrity Satanist? That's a weird title to have.
How many celebrity Satanists are there?
I don't know.
Do we know any celebrity Satanists?
Probably more than you think.
Tom Cruise is fighting.
Let's go with a Cobb salad.
Yeah.
After the baseball player.
Ty Cobb, yeah.
Yeah.
His salad doesn't like like nuts in it.
It'll you'll eat it it'll then put spikes right on your fucking dick.
There it is. And here's the thing about this. Sometimes they may have separated it from the lettuce. And before you can put it in the lettuce, you actually ate the toppings. Oops.
I'm looking up celebrity Satanists now. I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Cobb salads.
I don't know what Andy's talking about.
Sometimes they put like the ham and the egg and the cheese in like a compartment above the actual lettuce.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to take that top off and dump it into the salad and mix it around. And sometimes you just don't make it to the dumping part because you already ate the top.
Oh.
And then what's the point of the lettuce without the toppings?
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, toppings. That's, yeah. Sorry, I was looking up Satanists.
Jeez.
I got stuck in it. The lady does look just like Taylor Swift. It's crazy.
I told you.
Yeah. Invented the salad as a late night snack for himself, Robert H. Cobb, around 1936 or 1937.
Bob Cobb.
Bob Cobb. That's
his fucking name. His parents did that.
Hey, how
to
you
him.
Doing, Bob Cobb? I make myself a late
did you
night
say
salad
a
and I'm up at 7 a.m. every day.
Did you say a midnight snack?
Yep.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. That thing is like filling for a salad.
Yeah.
Like, I.
That's also, I hope he wasn't married eating a Cobb salad at midnight, crunching into that lettuce.
Yeah.
Bob Cobb, get your ass back to bed.
Bob Cobb.
Bob Cobb.
Why would his parents do that to him?
Then his name's actually Robert Cobbert. I told you to get your ass.
It's Bobby Cobby.
Actually, it's Bob Cobbert.
If you shorten one, you gotta lengthen the other.
Yeah. It's got that Ert has to go somewhere.
Alright, Drew, you're back up.
I'm gonna go with, and this is super local. But I imagine other places make it. But there is a place just up the road here on 41 called The Garden. It's a little farmer's market thing, and they have pies in there. And every once in a while, they have this one called a Fat Elvis. And it's a peanut butter and banana pie.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
It is. I also had it down as a burger.
It's like a cream pie. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, but the Fat Elvis.
I love a good cream pie.
Me too.
Oh, man. Ah,
ugh. I was just looking up cream pies earlier.
Yeah.
You guys just going into that memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know.
Even like, that, like though, like, we're talking about the memory, like, I, like, vividly remember fucking, like, Heather, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Heather at ID Throat.
Oh, my God. I do remember that as a kid. Yeah, that was like she was one of the first like
internet ones. Yeah,
she was one of the first like
that fucking shit, yeah. blue bikini with the white fucking trim.
Yeah, her and Tara Patrick got me through a lot back in the day.
And then what was it? Wifey's World?
Oh my God, Wifey's World. God, I forgot about all that shit.
Oh my God, fucking,
the memory bank, man.
Wifey's World was wild. Wifey was, she's ahead of her time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you wanted a good reality show, you know, like almost like a renegade of porn.
Yeah.
Whip for MILF Hunter.
Yeah. MILF Hunter.
See her over there? Hey. See her over there?
God, the MILF Hunter was so weird. So fucking weird. Hey, we got one. We got one on the line. Oh, look at this MILF. She just dropped her kids off at soccer. Perfect time to take her away and fuck her.
Hey, what you doing with that laundry basket watching down the street? Hey, look at fucking, that ass.
Fucking MILF hunter.
Yeah. Just fucking got Kazaa going at fucking 1 in the morning.
Oh, dude.
Oh, I'm just searching the internet, like, just reading articles for school.
He might be the most perverted dude in porn.
Yeah, MILF Hunter was
wild. I feel
wild.
Like that's hard.
There were a lot of problems with what MILF Hunter was doing. Oh, shit. All right. I'm going to take, this is a candy bar, and this candy bar is named after a kid who used to come into this Williams Candy Company shop in Chicago, and they would always say, "Oh, Henry, we have something we need you to do. Henry, oh, Henry." Nice. So I'm taking the O. Henry bar.
Oh, the O. Henry bar. Okay.
Yeah.
I like what you're doing here. O. Henry's solid.
Oh, yeah.
They had really cool, like, advertising things, too. And I like the look of their candy bar with, like...
the exclamation point and everything.
Yeah.
And oh, Henry! Oh, Henry!
Red circle on the O.
Now every time I see the bar, I'm going to go, "Oh, Henry!" Because they would always, like, this kid would come in the shop and they would be like, "Fuck, Henry's here. Let's get that bitch to do everything we don't want to fucking do."
Yeah. Okay.
And we've been waiting all day for this fucker to get
clean out the rat traps.
Oh, Henry! Oh,
all we
Henry.
Have to do is give him this chocolate bar I made.
Yeah. I want you to clean the bathrooms, sweep the entire place, take all the fucking trash out, everything. We'll give you one fucking candy bar at the end. And Henry's
gee,
like,
thanks, Dolores.
Henry's like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this was like depression times. Hell yeah, it was.
Hell fuck you, yeah.
It's like, man, me and my family can eat all week off of this thing.
Yeah, it was in 1920.
I have to hear what you motherfuckers will do for a Klondike bar. You should have heard what I had to do for an O. Henry bar.
For an O. Me.
Yeah.
Goes home and splits one candy bar in sixteenths.
Fucking. All right, here you go, Grandpa Joe. Grandpa Joe. Grandma Josephine.
Jumps
Grandpa
out of
George.
Bed. You could have walked the whole time, you asshole.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm pumped.
All right.
Okay.
This is a little bougie. But if you ever get a chance to have it, you see it on the menu, Just at least once you gotta fucking try it. And I gotta go with carpaccio. It's like that thin sliced, served raw. It's almost like beef that's like, it's like tartar. It's like a different variation of tartar in some way. Get it with like lemon, olive oil, some truffle, maybe some parm cheese. And it is just so delicious.
It's called Carpaccio.
Carpaccio, yeah. Carpaccio. And it was named after Vittore Carpaccio, the Venetian painter known for his characteristic red and white tones.
Oh, yeah.
So they tried to kind of make it like that. I believe the story is
that's
this
what the steak looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is so delicious. It's just like melts in your mouth, but you still get that like great meat taste. Mm-hmm. I'm getting hype right now.
Hell yeah.
Oh man. That's selling my body for a plate of this.
I would try carpaccio. I've never had it, but I would try. I'd definitely be into it.
Yeah.
Would you sell your body parts?
Hell yeah. Just like the ankle bone. What do you need with that thing?
You'd be surprised.
I mean, yeah, I probably would be surprised.
It's like the support of your
entire body. I know a guy in Des Moines that could really use it.
just all right, a ball on the right side of your ankle. Your ankle nuts.
Ankles nuts.
okay. I'm going to go with... Oh, you guys have taken some amazing picks. I'm going to go with a nice breakfast dish. So I'm going to go with Potatoes O'Brien.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
William Smith O'Brien. Yeah, nice Potatoes O'Brien. You get them fried pan potatoes. With the peps in them. And then, like, if people really want to spruce it up and put some different meats or whatever in it, it's fantastic. But just the Potatoes O'Brien by itself is fantastic. Like, you don't see it that often, but when you do see it and you do have it, you're like, holy shit, why do I not have Potatoes O'Brien more often? Got the onions, the red and the green peps. Like, underrated, maybe a hot take, underrated pizza topping, green pepper.
Yeah. All right, great. It's good.
Yeah.
Green pepper has a texture that bothers me sometimes, depending on how it's made.
Hmm.
But yeah.
Okay.
But I know what you mean.
Like, you get the green pepper with the sausage and the cheese and the sauce and the crust all together. Like, that bite is, like, one of my favorite pizza bites.
Sausage.
My favorite pizza topping combo of all time is sausage, onions, and black olives.
That's a good one.
That three combo is, like, perfect for me.
Yep. Yeah. No, I agree, and that's why I'm going to finish out the draft with olive. Yeah.
What?
I love olives. Black olives. You could have those blue cheese stuffed olives that you get in like a martini or something. Or you go to a place and they have an olive bar. And you just dump some different types of olives in there. Ooh.
Who invented olives?
Named after olive.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to know if you knew any history.
Dude, I've been spouting history off all my draft.
Wait, how did we start talking about this?
Because that's my pick.
His pick, his seventh pick is olives.
No, but how did we start talking about the pizzas?
Because we were talking about carpaccio, and then we started talking about
Potatoes O'Brien, because green peppers are in Potatoes O'Brien.
Yeah, so, Andy, did you just take three fucking picks?
You just fucked up.
Yeah.
Potatoes O'Brien.
I didn't. It wasn't in the sheet, so I just
kept
going.
I'm like, wait a second.
Oh, my God. I don't know what that means, but...
I mean, it means you lose it. I don't know if either one of us were going to take olives.
No, but I think I got to wait till you guys pick, and then I can pick again.
So no, you're done.
I lost my pick, though, right?
No, you already had. You just took another. You just went again. You just kept going.
You just took eight.
Good. Yeah.
Good.
So it's back to me now.
Yeah, you just took eight picks.
I was trying to do Sanctity of the Draft and take my pick away.
You do not do Sanctity.
So you were going to take away the seventh and eighth?
Yeah.
Oh.
As punishment.
I'm going to go Salisbury Steak.
Nice.
Yeah. Named after Dr. James H. Salisbury.
Oh, I always thought that was named after a town.
Early U.S. health foods advocate created this dish and advised his patients to eat it three times a day. I don't think Salisbury Steak.
What the fuck is that? It's not a healthy dish at all.
He thought vegetables and starch wasn't good for you or something.
God, so Dr. Salisbury was a fucking idiot.
So he's like, yeah, just meat and gravy.
I love it. Like, this is all you need. Smoke a cigarette when you get done.
Or during.
Drink a Coke. Drink two or three.
But the thing is, so you got Salisbury steak all the time in school.
I fucking love.
You can get it, as a frozen meal.
Yeah.
And then there was a cafeteria-style restaurant that used to be in, malls and shit. That Morrison's Cafeteria.
Oh, yeah, I remember Morrison's.
Yeah, and you would go through the line and pick up the food. They used to always have some banging-ass Salisbury steak. But you really don't find it in much places.
I know, Salisbury's kind of falling away.
Yeah.
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 I love Salisbury steak, man. I'd eat that shit three times a day.
Hey, man. If you have a Jollibee near you, go get yourself a pineapple quencher and get their version of the Salisbury steak. It's just called a burger steak.
A where?
Jollibee.
Jollibee.
What is that? That was a restaurant?
I've talked about it a few times on here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a Filipino fast food that serves amazing fried chicken, this banging-ass pineapple quencher drink, and then these burger steaks, which I love, which are like Salisbury steak.
Oh, shit. Yeah. All right. Drew?
All right.
Take your seventh and eighth pick.
I'm going to go with the thing I always get when I go to this place. Whenever I go to Beef O'Brady's, I get a Watterson, which is a roast beef and Swiss with lettuce, tomato, onions, and I forego the pickle on rye, like a toasted rye. It is, but it was named after one of their first customers, and I love this thing.
It sounds delicious.
It's such fucking good, greasy, bar food.
Yeah.
But I love a good roast beef sandwich.
Burger steaks.
Doesn't that look delicious?
It does. How did we get a Jollibee here? A Jollibee.
I don't know.
This is in Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Damn. I need to jump on the Jollibee bandwagon opening up a franchise.
There's four Jollibees in Orlando. In Florida. Jacksonville, Orlando, Pembroke Pines, and Pinellas Park. So you can go to Pinellas Park? Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Our Ohio friends, you have none, but there is a Jollibee in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia.
Wow. Is there any other ones?
In Illinois... There's two in Chicago.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. One in Bloomingdale and one in Skokie. But.
Hey, scrub, Bloomingdale. That's yourself, where I stayed, I think. Or maybe I went there in one of the. One of my.
It's not Chicago proper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is or isn't, but if it's not, I'm sure that's what Scrump will say.
But yeah, get yourself a
not actually
steak,
Chicago.
Pineapple plancher and some fried chicken.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And a peach mango apple pie thing. Whatever it is. It's delicious. Whatever it is. They're little dessert pies.
Okay.
It's even better than a McDonald's apple pie.
All right, Drew, give us three honorables.
It is.
All right. I'm going to go with the, a baby Ruth.
Ooh.
Named after a president's daughter.
Well, did you see the story, though?
Well,
so
I know the story.
Babe Ruth was going to, sue them. So they made up, no, it's not about you.
Yeah.
It's actually about, president's daughter, Baby Ruth.
Just proving that Babe Ruth is a fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
Yep. The only time I ever liked him was when John Candy played him.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. There's been so many better baseball players than him. I'm going to go Oysters Rockefeller.
It's the Rock.
It's the Rock. And you know what? It's the best cracker. Graham's.
Yeah. Named after Aubrey Drake.
Drake does it all.
Named after Reverend Billy.
All right. I'm going to go Kung Pao Chicken.
Yes.
And I'm going to go...
That's a name?
Yeah, it's named after...
Who's named Ding, chicken that you know?
Ding Baozun.
So his name's not actually Kung Pao?
Well, he was a Gong Bao. He was a palace guardian. So they called him Gong Bao. And that translates to Kung Pao.
So Gong Bao means guardian?
Yeah.
Palace. So it doesn't mean... It's not a name.
I guess it's a title.
Much like macaroni.
It's a title. It's also an honorable mention, so if you want to fuck with it now, that's fine. Go ahead. But maybe do it when it counts next time. Dr. Pepper. Yeah. And
I like the 23 one.
Yeah, the new. Yeah, the 23 flavors. You know what's really good is they have the, like, you wouldn't like it, but it's like the cherry vanilla or whatever.
Sometimes I can drink when they're hidden, like cherry Coke. Mm-hmm. I can drink a cherry Coke just fine.
Yeah. Oh, you it would like that then.
Yeah.
There's enough there's enough other flavors to really
pop
that pussy, you know?
And finally, I'm going to go with a boysenberry.
I love a boysenberry.
Boysenberry is named after the guy who invented it. He was a botanist who crossed a loganberry, a raspberry, and a blackberry.
I love a good blackberry.
Named after Tim Berry.
Yep.
Rudolph Boysen.
Timothy Berry.
Oh, yeah. All right, Andy?
All right, so olives?
Yep. Go olives first. Let me go with a...
olives, you bitch.
Man,
we should end the show right now. Before Andy could, that's his punishment. Actually, I stopped it. I stopped recording. I'm just kidding. I
did. No. I can get better, I guess. Give me a sloppy Joe.
That's good. I didn't even think of that. Damn it, that pisses me off. You even said lunch lady earlier.
I know. You know what's... I don't know if you guys have ever had this. But if you find like a fucking diner that does this, try it sometime. It's called a hot brown.
Oh, I usually have a hot brown once I go to a diner.
Yeah, what is a hot brown? I saw it on the list, but what is it again?
It's like open-faced turkey sandwich ham and bacon, and it's covered in this creamy sauce that's baked or broiled until the bread's crisp and the sauce starts to brown. And it's just, you can put different other things on top of it if you want, but like it's just like it's like a gloopy mess of food that like, yeah, you would only eat it like a diner.
Oh,
but
yeah.
you're like, okay. You know what? Hot brown sounds good. It's from Louisville.
Louisville.
Louisville. But yeah, it's delicious.
Oh yeah.
There's a place in you guys' town that serves it up.
In Louisville?
No. In Bradenton.
There is a place?
Yeah.
Where?
It is.
What if I just put hot browns near me?
Yeah.
I just had a thing pop up that said use your iPhone as your webcam.
What?
Because I updated my Mac software. And I opened my phone and it popped up a thing that said you can use your... I can like... I wonder how I do it. Maybe I should think about figure this out like later when we're not in the middle of recording the show.
Yeah.
Let's just finish it about the show like this.
That's interesting though. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like you can get a noble crust near you. So that place actually looks banging. I would eat there.
Hell yeah. Okay. Nobility.
Well, trades, steals, ad drops.
Hey, you know what? I'm an ad drop.
You know what? I'm going to ad drop too.
Okay.
I am perfectly fine.
We'll see if the sanctity stays around.
What do you mean? You've already destroyed the sanctity of this draft. We can do anything we want now.
Nah.
Yeah.
It's funny. I didn't even take the thing that the first one that popped in my head. Mm-hmm. Save it on any of our lists.
What was it?
Juicy Lucy.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I should have taken a Charleston Chew.
Maybe my Luther burger is a Juicy Lucy wrapped into two glazed donuts.
Andy, then James.
All right. I'm going to drop Potatoes O'Brien and pick up Sloppy Joe.
That's a solid pick.
Okay.
Solid move.
Yeah.
Sanctity of the draft.
Since I really just wanted to try to get Sloppy Joe, I'm going to take a Baby Ruth for an O. Henry and really not change my team at all.
That's solid, though. I do think Baby Ruth is better than O. Henry.
It's wild that we didn't pick Reese.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was under the impression we were doing foods that were named after an actual person, but...
Reese's is named after...
Yeah.
Is it though?
It's like nachos. It's apostrophe S.
Mm-hmm.
It's theirs.
Well, who the fuck is Reese?
The people who made it?
Well, I don't know.
John Reese?
Are you just guessing that or do you know that for sure?
He knows it.
I really like being the anti guy on this episode. This has been fun. Yeah.
Harry Burnett Reese, named for their creator, 1928.
Harry Burnett Reese? Is it a hyphenated name?
Nope.
That's their three. And their middle name is Burnett.
H.B. Reese.
You'd be surprised. It's a dude.
Why would I be surprised if his name was Harry?
Harry.
Because, James, didn't you say her name was her name was Burnett?
No, the middle name is Burnett.
Oh, I thought you said her.
No.
Well.
All right, what are the teams, guys?
All right, so here we go. For Andy's team of foods named after people. Number one, nachos. Number two, Bananas Foster. Number three, the Luther Burger. Number five, the Arnold Palmer. Number six, a Carpaccio. And number seven, a Sloppy Joe. And for James's team.
Wait a second.
Foods named after people. Number one, Fettuccine Alfredo. Number two, Beef Stroganoff. Number three, Caesar Salad. Number four, Eggs Benedict. Number five, a Heath Bar. Number six, Baby Ruth. And number seven, a Salisbury steak. And for Drew's team, number one, General So Chicken. Number two, Reuben Sandwich. Number three, Big McDonald's Clown. Number four, Shirley Temple. Number five, Cobb Salad. Number six, a Fat Elvis. And number seven, a Watterson.
You still got it right. You said Big McDonald. You just put more on it.
Yeah. You didn't call it McDonald's and cheese.
Just name it after a fictional clown.
Who is a person?
That's, yeah.
With a real heart.
It's a fictional person. Which is cool. That's why I give you that. But macaroni ain't a person, okay?
Yeah, but cheese is.
No.
But it's a name. It doesn't even have to be named Max after is a person.
That's the whole point of the draft.
No, and it just Max has to have a human name.
Just has to.
Macaroni is not a human name. Cheese is not a human name.
Richard. I bet there are people named fucking macaroni.
I bet there are. But, Drew, is it normal? It's not like...
Oh, what's normal, James?
It's not if one guy...
It's 2024, James.
Macaroni. Yeah. You're grasping at fucking straws because you know thinking. You're fucking wrong.
Yeah, crazy, you and your fucking Aryan restaurant you go to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not normal.
There's a Filipino web developer named Macaroni85.
That's a handle.
I love you, bitch.